Why, that's it! Sure! Look! It's a big W, I tell you! It's a big W!
Go, go, go! Chicago Cubs! Win, win, win that game! Go, go, go! Chicago Cubs! Get that pennant!
That's right. Marie Fuller, she rules. And her song, Go, 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 Chicago Cubs, from 1969. I would like to thank Rick Geezer for discovering that song and bringing it in here last week. And I've played it a lot. And I also want to thank Mike from Novak Construction for reminding us about the Big W scene from It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. It's a Big W. That was a Big W. Wednesday night was a real, real big W. And Mike from Novak Construction. By the way, Novak Construction is so cool. First of all, they're a great company. But Esmeralda, you probably never get to see the Novak construction building, do you?
Not as of late. Very rarely do I get to see it.
It's so cool because they decorate all the time. They put crazy lights and decorations on top of the building so that when you're driving on the Kennedy, at least you got something fun to look at if you're in traffic.
I did. I was walking down Kimball by Kimball and Addison.
Yep, that's where you'll see it.
Right. So I was walking, and I'm walking past the Home Depot, and I'm like, is there a carnival or something happening?
No.
Because I could see, like, lights behind the Home Depot, and then I realized, it's just
every day at Novak Construction. And it's so cool because the reason they do it is the reason why I was just talking about it. You know, sometimes your commute really just sucks. And you're on the expressway and you're like, oh, God. And then you turn around and it sneaks up on you on both sides.
And then there's a big old Rudolph.
Whether you're going east or west, on 94, it sneaks up on you. It's on a curve. So you turn, like if you're going west, it's on your right side. You'll turn and all of a sudden you'll see the lights and the decorations. And if you're going east, it comes around the corner. You're turning and then all of a sudden you'll see it from the other end. And they decorate year-round for every holiday. The Thanksgiving stuff is up. They had the Thanksgiving stuff up the day after Halloween. So all the Thanksgiving stuff is up right now. And for all the major holidays, they decorated. And it's just a fun, very, Chicago iconic thing. So anyway. So Mike is the one that reminded us from Novak Construction, reminded us of the Big W scene in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. So. Esmeralda, have you ever seen It's a Mad, 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 Mad World? I'm assuming maybe because it's a movie that probably gets shown on this.
I haven't yet.
No, you haven't seen it? Well, it's a crazy epic comedy that pretty much starred every major comedy icon of that time period all in one movie. And it's like 3 hours long. And it's like a scavenger hunt movie. They're looking for a treasure. And it is just star after star after star after star from that time period. And in December, I'm showing 1941 at my film club on Tuesday, December 6th. I'm showing 1941 for Christmas. And I look at that as Steven Spielberg's It's a Mad, 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 Mad World because it's a crazy movie that has over-the-top comedy, insanity, tons of stuff going on, a million characters, and it's loaded with stars from that time period, like big comedy stars and big stars from that time period of 1979. So I always look at 1941 as kind of like Steven Spielberg's version of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. So, all right. Now, we got the details here on the parade. And so it's the team is going to leave the ballpark at 10. They're going to work their way south, downtown, before a noon rally, but officials say they did not release the entire route. I think they're taking Lakeshore Drive down. Is that right, Esmeralda? Do you know?
One second. I saw a map just a minute ago.
I think
ago.
They're taking Lakeshore Drive down. The city is asking fans to view the parade at three locations. Addison between Sheffield and Pine Grove. North Michigan Avenue between Oak and Ohio. Columbus Drive between Monroe and Balbo.
So, yes. So Lakeshore Drive.
Lakeshore Drive. They'll get on the they'll get on Addison. They'll get on it. Yeah, they'll probably get on at Addison, take it to Michigan.
Yeah, it's a rough estimation because they haven't technically given out the entire route.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But that would be the logical thing for them to do.
Right.
There is no Addison stop on. They go to Belmont. They get on at Belmont on Lakeshore Drive because there's no Addison stop on.
They would probably go maybe Irving Park.
Because if they're taking Addison down. Because they are. They're taking Addison from Sheffield, because you can stand at Sheffield to Pine Grove, so they'll be going east on Addison. Then it would make sense that they would turn right on the inner Lakeshore Drive area.
True.
And then take that to Belmont and make a left and get on it at Belmont and take that to Michigan. And then you can see them from Oak, because they'll get off Lakeshore Drive right at Oak. Because the Oak Street Beach is right there. They'll get off at Oak, and everybody can see them go all the way to Ohio. And then I guess at Ohio they would go east and take that to Columbus, and then Columbus down to Balbo. I think that's the route they'll probably take. So the Michigan Avenue portion of the parade is scheduled to kick off at 11. So they're thinking that they're going to take off from Wrigley at 10. And then get to the Oak Street, Michigan Avenue, Lakeshore Drive exit at 11. So they're thinking it's going to take an hour to get from Wrigley to Oak Street. I don't know. I guess that sounds about right. Doesn't that sound about right, Esmeralda?
I mean, it goes so slow.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be going slow.
But then on Lakeshore, like, who's looking at them?
Nobody. I mean, that's the other thing. I bet people line up on the beach. I bet people line up, right on Lakeshore Drive, the running path, the bike path.
Oh, that's going to kind of be a mess.
That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of hard to get over there. No, it's just the whole trying to get over there because you can't,
I think people
you have to,
will
like, go over the bridges and stuff.
Yeah, you could go over the bridge there at Fullerton. There's one, there's one there. There's North Avenue.
I just hope people don't try to cross the street.
Well,
they're dummies.
Well...
And don't realize, no, go under in that tunnel.
Right.
Go under in that scary tunnel over there.
Yeah. So the team will proceed to Grant Park, where a rally is going to take place at Lower Hutchinson Field. That'll take place around noon. It's free. It's open to the public, but people have to pass through security screenings at entrances. You can bring closed water bottles. Food vendors will be set up. There will be a zero tolerance for drinking on the public way. City is encouraged to use public transportation. CTA and Metro will have additional services. Both recommend purchasing tickets beforehand, including a one-day, all-day $5 pass for Metro. Metro expects to be the busiest day in their history.
Yes, and FYI, if you are coming down on the Metro, download the Ventra app. You can get CTA. Well, you need a Ventra card.
Yeah.
But
if you
have a Ventra card, you can use it for the CTA. But for the Metra, you can buy the tickets off the Ventra app.
On your app.
Right, and then you just show the train people, and then you tap it, and then you've paid.
Oh, okay.
But you can pay for it through the app,
yeah.
And you just show it. You don't have to print anything out.
Yeah.
And that way you don't have to mess with getting into the, going to the windows and stuff.
Right. It's amazing how convenient those apps are.
Right. And that $5 ticket is on there because I checked.
Okay.
So it's already there in the choices for Metro.
So Ventra, you download the Ventra app.
Yes.
Okay. Download the Ventra app.
Ventra with a V.
Yes. That's a good tip. It's amazing how you can do that. When I go to the movies now, I do it through my phone. And I walk up, show my phone, they scan it, and I go into the movie.
Right. And if you have a Ventra card, then you can also load it up on that Ventra app. Because the lines to get a ticket for the CTA are going to be ridiculous.
Oh, it's absolutely. That's a really great idea. That's a great tip.
Yeah. I mean, they're insane when it's just a regular old.
Right. If it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's kind of busy. It's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
It gets crazy.
Yeah. All right. Chicago police may have help from the Illinois State Police providing security. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said officers will again be on 12-hour shifts and days off are being canceled, as they were for the three World Series games when they played at Wrigley. The team asked the parade to be on Friday, City Hall source said. Baseball general managers will gather Monday in Scottsdale, Arizona for 4 days of meetings, and many of the players have off-season homes in other cities and in countries in Latin America and would prefer not to wait around until next week to get out of town. Chicago public students won't have to play hooky to watch the parade Friday already. Was it a scheduled day off, Dan?
They have these teacher in service days, teacher enrichment days, where teachers go and take classes to better educate themselves on how to educate. So, yeah.
Is it just so happens that it
just
fell?
So
happens. Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. The mayor has asked about a rumor that the Chicago River would be dyed blue and said he would like to do it, but it wasn't certain if it was going to work. The Friends of the Chicago River object to dyeing the river, citing concerns about potential impact that it could have on aquatic life. Well, do they complain about it every March, Dan?
I thought in the story it said that the Green River...
The green dye doesn't... The blue dye is worse than the green dye?
Yeah, it might have been a different article I was reading, but the green dye is, like, certified... You know, like organic or whatever.
Safe, yeah.
So they're okay with it. It's been used for years.
It's the blue stuff they're worried about. Sure. Okay. All right. Well, that's all the information. And I thank Esmeralda for that tip about the Ventra app. Download it now. It'll make things much easier for you.
Please download it. I've seen those lines. And then also, if you're at that machine, look up. It tells you what to do. There's directions on the machine itself.
Yeah.
Read them calmly and you will get by quickly.
It's not difficult.
It isn't. Sometimes I see people standing, just staring at them like they don't know what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm assuming that the CTA and the Metro are going to have extra people there.
Right, but not enough.
To try and help out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well... Have fun, everybody on Earth who's going to be there.
And I'm already seeing on Twitter that around Congress in Michigan, there's about like 50 people already in line.
That's not surprising at all.
One of our regulars, Harold, rode his bike over to Wrigley, and there's about 100 people there now.
100 people at Wrigley already. I told you, Esmeralda.
They're going to leave because they're going to realize, oh, we should probably go down where everything's going to happen.
People want to see it at Wrigley.
Hey, everybody, 7 a.m., you can get into the thing.
I know, but it's
into
not.
The,
but it's not
into the park. Go wait over there.
It's not Wrigley Field. It's not Wrigleyville. People want to be there, you know? There's something about being at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, but they're not going to see anything. They're just going to drive by quickly and then go by.
Yeah, but that's what people want to be there for that.
Do you think they're going to chase down the bus?
I don't think they're going to chase down the bus. I don't know what's going to happen.
Quickly jog behind the bus.
But I know that a ton of people will be by Wrigley. I just go back to this. 300,000 people showed up to stand outside of a building where there wasn't a baseball game being played.
Yeah, but they're offering them, but they're telling them to go stand somewhere else. So I'm assuming all those people will stand over there rather than Wrigley.
There's going to be people standing everywhere.
I mean, I don't assume there's going to be like no one there, but it's not going to be insane.
It's going to be insane. The entire city is going to be insane. So
okay, Dad.
I'm telling you. All right, we got a break. We got more Cubs stories. We got our regular feature, Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Size, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday coming up.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two.
Yeah.
From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo.
That's right. All right. I love that song. And again, every single time I hear the beginning of it, I instinctively want to reach for the phone to call WGN to play ball with Roy Leonard. Because that was the signal that you had to call in to play the play ball game with Roy Leonard. Get yourself some Cub tickets. Yeah. So, we've got some more Cubs stories here. We got our regular features coming up as well. Rosa says, "I work for the tollway, and I'm already people seeing driving from Iowa for the rally. People are driving in right now from Iowa for the rally." 773 says, "Why hasn't Chicago gotten four spotlights and pointed them in the air to make a huge W in the sky?" Oh. Because I think they might be afraid that Batman might show up. because according to the Christopher Nolan movies, he lives in Chicago, not Gotham City. 708 area code says, Nick, can you talk about how all the Walgreens stores ran out of newspapers? I heard the Sun-Times presses broke down in the middle of the night. All the stores were shorted copies. We need more copies delivered. I think that was one of the stories that Vic had, that there was a shortage of newspapers.
I saw pictures of people of a line here in Tribune Tower.
Yeah.
Because they opened up like a little quick shop.
Yeah.
And there's just a line that was ridiculous to try to get a newspaper.
Oh, I know. And then, you know, they didn't, like, the Tribune wasn't delivered at one point. When you're supposed to get it, it didn't show up, or there was no delivery, and the Sun-Times had the same thing happen to them. Yeah, but I guess they're putting out special editions at some point.
Yeah, I was thinking I should have grabbed a paper.
Yeah, I'm sure my parents have 53 copies. And I'm sure my dad is sitting on a stack of them.
That was my thought process. It's like, oh, I have to keep this somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just going to get all dusty
and
gross.
I think my parents still have all the headlines from the 84. I've got 2003 at home. I've got some 2003.
Do they make money? I mean, they don't make money, do they?
What do you mean?
You know, like, if you go to the Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, are they worth anything?
Right, years and years and years and years later.
I don't know, because I think it's a lot of them were printed up. And I mean, something that's valuable, there's not the more value it has, the less of them there are.
Yeah, but it's paper. Paper rots. So if you have one that's in pretty good condition.
Yeah, I don't know if you have it in good condition, but they only printed up 50 of them, it's worth a lot of money. But there were thousands of those printed up, so they're probably not worth anything.
Except, well, we have the internet now. I can find the picture.
Yeah.
In the year 30, whatever.
That's all what people do anyway. They just post, like, you know. Dan, do we have the audio for the Harry Carey thing? So have you seen this Harry Carey commercial that Budweiser put together?
I have not.
All right. Anheuser-Busch has honored the legendary sportscaster who died in 1998, having not seen his beloved Cubs make it to the World Series, with a video that has him calling the end of Game 7 from this week, when the Cubs beat the Cleveland Indians in an extra inning nail-biter. The Anheuser-Busch video with Carey calling the final out of this year's World Series was conceived of only about 10 days ago and spliced together with audio from Carey's days as a Cubs broadcaster. With the blessing of the Harry Carey estate and Chicago's WGN network, a team of Budweiser and the agency Vayner Media in New York culled through archives of yesteryear's games between the Cubs and the Indians, and also games with big finishes to set up the illusion. A separate crew worked throughout Wednesday night to capture video of fans in and around Wrigley Field as Game 7 unfolded. They could have used stock footage, but everyone wanted something to look real. The final two-minute video was approved at 5:30 a.m. on Thursday and went online at 7 a.m. Budweiser is working on an ad that runs shorter, with the original two-minute version slated to air on TV this weekend. Carey is still revered in Chicago, where a statue of the broadcaster is outside of Wrigley Field, features an outstretched hand, which coincidentally holds a can of Budweiser quite snugly. If you've not heard this or seen this, it's kind of interesting. I, to be honest with you, I don't know how I feel about it. Seriously. I know you're supposed to be, oh, it's so sweet and nice. I don't know how I feel about it. Can we play it real quick? No, we don't have time. We got a break. Oh, we got a break. Okay. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, and we'll hear the audio from the Budweiser commercial with Harry Carey calling the Game 7.
Hey, hey, holy mackerel. No doubt about it. The Cubs are on their way.
Celebrating the Cubs' victory in the World Series. The city's going to do it today with the massive parade and rally. It's scheduled to start at 10 a.m., leaving Wrigley Field. I have a very specific memory of that song because growing up right on Addison across from this bar called Giannini's, they used to blast that song on a giant speaker for like 3 hours before every game. Just over and over and over again. It would play as the traffic would back up on Addison with people trying to get to the park. So every day that there was a Cub game, you'd hear that song blasting out of Giannini's. Oh, yeah. So, All right. Speaking of the Cubs, which is what we're doing, I mentioned that there is this Budweiser commercial that they put together just right after the Cubs won the World Series. They put it together, and it's audio of Harry Carey, real audio of Harry Carey, calling games, some with the Cleveland Indians, some with the Cubs playing the Indians, some from other places. They edited it all together to make it sound as though Harry was making the call of the last play of Game 7. And they intercut it with video of people that night in and around Wrigley Field watching that game. And it is put together to make it look as though Harry, what it would be like if Harry were alive to call the game. Do we have the audio, Dan? Here we go.
From winning, boy, if you've got a weak heart, turn the set off.
Come on, boy.
The rest of you stay with us. The crowd quiet. Now ready. The pitch. Bouncing ball. There's the throw. He is out.
Cubs win. Yeah! Cubs win.
Phantom. Cubs are the champion. The Cubs are the champion. Look at that mob scene.
The impossible is possible. The unbelievable is believable.
This is Harry Carey. So long, everybody.
Yeah, so I don't know how I feel about that. I just think it's weird. I got to say, I know everybody loves it. They're all like, oh, it's beautiful. I think it's weird. Dan, how do you feel about it?
I felt weird about it too, but I wasn't sure if it was because I was in the business and I'm like, well, there's an obvious edit and there's an obvious edit. And, you know, I'm like, he would be saying that the Cubs are the division champions, not champions.
Yeah.
So
I believe that was audio from 84.
Right. I mean, it makes sense. So that's what kind of threw me off. But I felt weird about it, but I thought maybe it was just me. So I'm glad.
No, I feel very weird. I feel weird about it. I don't know. It just makes me feel weird. I didn't feel, everybody's like, oh, this will make you cry. And the Nike commercial made me cry. Did you see the Nike commercial?
No, I know you posted. I haven't had a chance to see it.
Now we can't play this. That's more visual than audio. But if you've not seen this Nike commercial, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And it aired right after the Cubs won the World Series. And it's with a little kid by himself playing on a baseball field. It's beautiful. I just find this whole thing weird. I think the Harry Carey thing is weird, man. I don't think I like it. Yeah. I don't know, man. Here's Chris on WGN. Hi, Chris.
What's going on, Nick?
Hey.
I was just at the house getting ready for work earlier this afternoon, and I had ESPN on in the background, and I hear was outside the lines was on, and I heard him say WGN was playing Ron Santo clips last night. Of course, they didn't give you guys any props, but they played a couple of your clips as I was getting ready.
Is that right? They played clips on ESPN.
Yeah,
but outside the lines. They gave credit to the radio station, right? At least.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, they said WGN, but they didn't give your name out.
That's all right. I don't care. That's cool.
It was cool to hear some Santo on ESPN.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. I know we were contacted about that. I didn't know that they would be. You know, they contacted Dave Annette, who contacted me and Dan took care of it. Dan, which one did you send?
It was the Sylvester Stallone cut.
The Stallone cut.
Yeah, that was funny, man.
Oh, that's cool. All right, cool. Thanks, Chris.
All right, Nick. Take care,
buddy. All right, we ended up on ESPN outside the line. That's pretty cool, huh, Dan?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's cool. All right, real quick, here are some celebrity well-wishers who tweeted out. Nick Offerman, who is from Manuka. He said, "Dear followers, the Cubs have won the World Series, and I am openly crying. Ron may even have lifted his glass to the long-suffering. Hashtag Swanson." Common, the rapper, posted a photo of the late comedian Richard Pryor wearing a Cubs jersey. It says, "Congrats, Cubs. Here's a GOAT. that loved the Cubs. You know, it's funny. I know that Richard Pryor was from Peoria, but that picture that's been going around that people have been posting, that's from a movie called Brewster's Millions. Like, I don't even think that's Richard Pryor in real life. I don't think it's Richard Pryor in real life wearing a Cubs jersey. That's a still from Brewster's Millions. I mean, maybe he was a Cubs fan because he was from Peoria, but the still is from Brewster's Millions. Did you ever see Brewster's Millions, Dan?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Where he's got to, like, spend $50 million right. in 2 days. It's him and John Candy. It's a pretty terrible movie. Esmeralda, have you ever seen Brewster's Millions?
I have not.
He wears a Cub jersey through the entire movie.
Does it take place here or no?
I don't even remember. I think it does.
I think they went to the ballpark at one point.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it one time. Walter Hill, of all people, directed that movie. The director of The Warriors directed Brewster's Millions with his fantastic comic touch. Although he did direct 48 Hours, and that's a very funny movie. Tom Morello of Rage Against Vernon Hills said, "Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are the world champs today. Losing my mind." Hannibal Burris says, "Being a bandwagon fan is dope." I love Hannibal Burris so much. Thank you, Cubs, and also thank you for making gambling a little simpler these past few months. He rules. Triple H says, "Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs on a long-awaited and well-deserved World Series wins. We got something for the celebration. Hashtag enjoy it." And they actually transformed the World Heavyweight Championship belt to a Cubs belt. I don't know if, did you see that, Dan?
I did. It looked good.
It looked awesome. And then finally, let's just go with Michael J. Fox here. Michael J. Fox said, "Back to the Future 2 famously predicted the Cubs would win the World Series in 2015. Only off by a year. Not bad. Congrats, Cubs. This is so heavy."
See, I think, because didn't in the movie everything get changed around?
No, ultimately it goes back. Part 2.
No, but where, like, his dad then doesn't, like, lose his job or whatever.
In the first, let's not get into the logics of what happens in Back to the Future.
They finagle with stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe that pushed.
Pushed it 1 year.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then finally, John Cusack, "Cubs won the World Series, and I may say it was worth the wait. Chicago's love affair with the Cubs is forever." And then he wrote, "And my love affair happens until next year when maybe the Sox will win, and then I'll love them." Oh, okay. Thank you, John.